They were inspired by big progress. But look at the progress that's going on after that. There were a couple of examples here. The military fighters had the highest performance military airplane was the SR-71. It went a whole life cycle, got too rusty to fly, and was taken out of service. The Concorde doubled the speed for airline travel. It went a whole life cycle without competition, took out of service, and we're stuck back here with the same kind of capability for military fighters and commercial airline travel that we had back in the late 50s. But something is out there to inspire our kids now. And I'm talking about if you got a baby now or if you got a 10-year-old now. What's out there is there's something really interesting gonna happen here. Relatively soon, you'll be able to buy a ticket and fly higher and faster than the highest performance military operational airplane. It's never happened before. The fact that they have stuck here with this kind of performance has been, well, you know, you win the war in 12 minutes, why do you need something better? But I think when you guys start buying tickets and flying suborbital flights to space, very soon, wait a minute, what's happening here? We'll have military fighters with suborbital capability, and I think very soon this. But the interesting thing about it is the commercial guys are gonna go first. Okay, I look forward to a new capitalist space race, let's call it.